Great evening.
Hey, folks. Hey, this is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin Hero. Welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant. It's approximately 1 o'clock a.m. here in Medellin, Colombia. But if you're stateside, CST time is 12. It's midnight. If you're in EST time, it's 1 o'clock as well. But welcome to the rant, where your favorite millionaire, Wesley Virgin, gives you the opportunity to pick his brain, ask questions, so I can help you become a very successful person on this planet here. Okay, so how's everybody doing here? Great evening, great morning. Hello, hello, hello. So, tonight we're going to do a Q&A, okay? Hey there. And go ahead and comment your names below and listen. All these podcasts, all the rants that I've done over the years, they are on, you can find them on Spotify. You can also find them on Apple Podcasts, okay? And I do this just to make a contribution to the world to help people really understand what it takes to be wealthy, successful, and independently wealthy and happy in life. I do it for free, and I do it because I care. As a matter of fact, I love you as well. I know you think I don't love you because I don't know you, but I still love you. And yeah. So open up tonight. Let me give everybody a shout out. Hey, Campbell. Nikisha, how are you? Annie, how are you? Good morning, Alicia. Okay, you got some questions for me. I like that. Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Tammy? How are you? Shahida, Nicholas, Asus, Sky. And also, as many of you are aware, I have my app. My iPhone app has launched beta, the beta version of it. So all you need to do is go to my bio on my Instagram account, Wesley Million Dollar Virgin. I only have one account. And click the link in the bio, and you will get free access to the application that would allow you to manifest your dreams using sound and music technology. Go get it. Check it out. DM me. Let me know what you like. Let me know what you hate. But it is free for a couple of days, so go ahead and get it now. Okay? Angie, how are you? Hey, Latoya. Isaac, on a mission, how are you? Kaza, thank you, Gray. Hey, Chris, the goddess, how are you? So let's start with some questions here. You know, let's go ahead and get right into it. Talk to me. What do you want to know? What are you struggling with? How can I help you become a multi-millionaire? Because I'm sure that's what all of you want to become. And some of you just want a better life. And you need to decide what that means to you. So let's chat.
Ali from South Africa.
Do you invest by any chance in the stock market? Yes, I do. Preferably in index funds and mutual funds. Preferably. What about Android? Yeah, we're not on Android yet. So, when you start to build out an app, you have to make a decision of which platform you're going to select to begin coding and building the app. So we chose iPhone, obviously, for obvious reasons, because I'm an iPhone user, right? And once the app is a big hit, then we will start to develop the app for Android. Hey, Daniel, how are you? Questions. And for everybody that doesn't have an iPhone but want to use the app, go buy your iPhone. That's the obvious thing to do. Tanvir, how are you? Questions here, Carlita Ray, how are you? Questions for me. Why are you in the dark? Does that mean shady? Well, here's some light for you. Look at the view. I'm in the dark because it's 1 o'clock in the morning. And at 1 o'clock, I prefer the lights to be off. Okay. What's next? How was your day, Wes? It was absolutely amazing. Let me tell you about a millionaire. Let me tell you, what is a man that's worth $40 million? What does he do? Well, I went to my Pilates session today. Did some stretching, some stretch work. Okay, I needed it. I hurt my lower back a bit doing legs on Thursday, so. And now on Saturdays, instead of going to the gym, I will be doing Pilates every Saturday. Okay, I love Pilates. If you're not doing Pilates, men, try it out. It's a game changer. Also, I got myself a massage. Yeah, it wasn't the best, but it was okay. And I ate some good food myself. He did his thing today. I ate very well. Okay. And that's about it. I'm on the live with you. I worked as well. Worked on the app. Coded a bit. Okay. What's next? Hey, I want some money from you. It's not going to happen. Wes, is meditation more powerful than prayer? I would think so, because it depends on how you pray and how you define prayer. Many people, when they pray, they're asking God or some deity for something. And I don't know. I don't believe that you need to pray for anything. You could be grateful, but to pray for something or to request something, I don't think that's important. Meditation, on the other hand, is a state of mindfulness to help you realize that what you really want is this feeling of happiness. And meditation allows you to visualize and to create that feeling of happiness as if you have the life that you want already. I talk about this in previous rants, that there's the spiritual world and there's the physical world. And everything that's in the physical world, well, at first was derived from the spiritual world. Okay? Which is the mind, your thoughts, your beliefs. Okay? So, when you meditate, you're very associated to the spiritual world, because when you meditate, you close your eyes, take a deep breath. So everything that's happening is happening only in your mind, which is the spirit world, all your thoughts. Okay? So the more you meditate, what's happening and why it's so important to do, meditation allows your mind to be organized. Once your thoughts and desires and beliefs are organized, now you'll be able to manifest and be able to attract the things that you want almost on autopilot. But if you're full of anxiety, if you're an overthinker, if you're frustrated, irritated, just about life in general, well, that's because your thoughts are disorganized. So it's just like if you come home from work, if you're home is disorganized, you're going to feel disorganized. If your car is not clean, you're going to feel unclean. Make sense? So other than just praying for something or saying, you know, God, give me a new job. God, bless me. God, you're going to send me the way. I don't know. I don't necessarily agree to that technique of getting what you want. Meditation, on the other hand, just allows your mind to organize itself. So you'll be more calm, you'll be more stoic, and you'll be very neutral in all types of situations of chaos. You know, things won't bother you as much. That make sense?
Did I explain that properly, young people? Okay. Swimming laps will help your body recover. Do you swim? No. I'm a black man. I don't swim. I'll say this. I won't drown. Can we go live? Sure. Who wants to go live with me right now? As long as your camera's on, please have a question. Okay. Don't jump on live trying to give advice. This is the Wesley Show. This is not you going on live with me trying to give advice to my audience here. Okay. I'm here to help you. So talk to me. Unless you make more money than me, then do not try to give any advice to me or anyone else, because I will counsel you. Okay? The young world. You like that, Tammy? Hey, next question for me. Clarity is power. I agree. Questions, talk to me. I'm looking at the comments below now. I'm looking for your questions here. Hey, Gabby, how are you? Naturally, Faith, how are you? That's the view. That's my view. Okay, if you're live with me right now. King Aries, how are you? Questions for me. Talk to me. Talk to me. What are your questions here? What products do you have that we can work with? When you say work with, what do you mean by work with? Do you have a Texas bank account? Do you mean Texas or taxes? What are some of the best investments to make as a first timer? Well, it depends on how much money you have. I would say definitely check out Vanguard stocks, the S&P 500, and also the Fidelity Mutual Index Funds as a beginner. I mean, you won't lose. Next questions for me. Are your kids still doing DoorDash? My daughter was doing DoorDash at a while, and that was a long time ago. No, she's not. She's in college now. She's in nursing school. What are your thoughts on Palestine? Honestly, I don't have any thoughts on that. I like your app. Thank you. Next question here. Questions? Come on, talk to me. Talk to me. Hey, Charlie, how are you? Do you know Mark Zuckerberg? I do not. Do you trust people? Of course. Genie Script is the best. Thank you so much. What made you want to create an app? Well, as you know, I am a disruptor. I like to go into different industries and subcategories and just dominate, but I wanted to create something that the toughest thing about creating products is creating a product that people not only like, but actually helps them, right? Like, it's easy to, in my opinion, to create a product and sell it because you're great at marketing, but no one uses it. But it's another level of creating a product and having people excited about using it, like TikTok, like Instagram, right? So that takes another level of thinking
as it relates to human psychology. So I love problems. I love solving problems. I am an extremely intellectual man. Many of you are aware I was a computer engineer for a very long time. So reverse engineering and first principle type of scenarios, I love it. I love breaking down things and understanding how and what I can create to help people, honestly, or to fix a problem. Okay. And you know, my app is going to fix the problem, anxiety, stress, and poverty, and people who just don't know, who don't know how to meditate, who don't want to meditate, and who don't know how to change their lives, you know. But the app, if you decide to use it, it's very powerful, and it's just the beginning. How many times do you allow someone to mistreat you? I don't know. I mean, I guess once. I mean, it depends. When you say mistreat, what do they do? What did they do to me, or what did they do to you? Okay. Why do you have an app support disabled in the App Store? It's disabled? I wasn't aware of that. Yeah, but it's beta right now, right? So we don't have any support right now for that app. Right? It's in beta right now. We have about 50 people working on it, so it's no support, because it's still going to take us another month or two to launch the full version of the app. It's a lot of coding. I spent $200,000 plus on this app. You know, over 9 months of work. Daily work, 10 to 15 hours a day. So, yeah. How do you put aside money for tax season? What percentage do you put aside? I pay estimated taxes. So $10,000 every 3 months gets deducted from my account just to pay the estimated taxes. I wrote a review on your app, 5 stars. Thanks, James. Yeah, I didn't know it was available for reviews, but thank you so much. I do appreciate that. And I do appreciate everybody who is using the app. I've got over 100 DMs, honestly, about the app, about how people love it. I had one lady, she says, I created the song, Wes, and I was crying. It was so powerful, and I was like, wow. And I didn't know the impact it was going to make in people's lives. So thank you for the 5-star reviews. I do appreciate that. Thank you so much. Because my goal is just to get it out to the billions of people who need it. Okay? Thanks, James. Do you have a core group of friends who were your star-struck meeting? Who were your star-struck meeting? What is that? Yeah, I do have a core group. I don't have many friends. I'm not the type of man that needs people around him. I'm okay with being by myself. I have my children. I have my woman. And, of course, Herman Jetplex, if you know who he is, he's my best friend. Yes. And, of course, I have my business partners, Ariella, she's my friend as well. And, you know, my team, I love them to life, right? But other than that, I don't need people around me. I don't even prefer it, honestly. What's the name of the app, please? So what you need to do is go to the link in my bio, click the link. You'll get access to it, okay? Just go to the link to the bio. You're not going to be able to find the app in the App Store by searching it, okay? It is private. You have to go to the link in my bio on Instagram, Wesley Million Dollar Virgin, okay? And you'll get access. You must have an iPhone, though. What's next here? Hey, Giselle, how are you? Wesley, can you make a real talking about your app so I can share it to my story? Yes, soon. I want to wait till the next version is launched. That's going to be at the end of March. And then we're going to really start marketing the app pretty aggressively.
But until then, I got a couple thousand people just to download it, just to play around with it, just get some feedback. How life been? Life been great. Someone asked me that. Wesley, there is a house for sale next to mine. You need to buy it for Airbnb Checkplex, and I got you. How much is the property? What's the cost? I'm down. Who's gonna manage my Airbnb, Anish? You? Because you know I'm not going to do it. I'm not sure Checkplex have time. Wes, what's the difference in the five brain waves when it comes to meditation? Okay, well, I give you the brevity of it. You have alpha state. That's usually the state when you wake up in the morning. Your brain is in alpha. It's in a very creative state. It's the best time to listen to personal development. Best time to say affirmations. Then you have beta. Beta is what you're in right now. It's just the day-to-day interaction. You know, people talking and doing things, going to work, going to school, on the phone, working. That's beta. And then you have theta. Theta is usually when you're watching TV or even when you're listening to a speaker that you really want to listen to because he's sharing information that you want to really get. Or when you listen to the radio, your mind is in theta. It's almost like a trance state. Then delta is sleep. And then you have gamma. Gamma is kind of similar to when you feel so good, you feel goosebumps around your body. I guess a great example is when you like someone and you don't know if they like you, but then you find out that they do like you and you feel good. It's kind of similar to gamma. You know, it's almost like an orgasm in the body, right? It's very powerful. It's an orgasm experience without sex. Or without any type of ejaculation. Starstruck. Any famous people were starstruck? What do you mean? Am I starstruck? No, not at all. Wesley, watch Social Dilemma on Netflix. It will help you with your app. Okay. If the app could give me notifications daily to listen to. I'm glad you said that, James. That's exactly what the app is going to do on the next version. So let me tell you guys, since you want to talk about the app, let me tell you guys what the app is going to do on the next version in about 3 to 4 weeks. One, you will get the opportunity to schedule notifications to make sure you listen to it. Because let me tell you what it does. Basically, it creates a song that's catered to you and your dreams. It's very, very specific. It's very detailed, very personalized, which means if you continue to listen to it on a daily basis, your mind will be programmed automatically, unconsciously, and it will begin to hardwire and install new beliefs in the brain, okay? So we're going to have a scheduling and a notification that's going to pop up on your phone. You click it to listen to it, right? Obviously, repetition is the mother of skill. So the more you listen to it, the faster you get the results. But it will have a schedule and a notification. Also, if you notice, we have voices in there. We're going to have more voices, almost 20 different voices. Voices such as if you're 30 years old and you resonate with a woman that's 30 years old. So we'll have a woman that is 30 years old, her voice. A man that's in her 30s, his voice. We will have a man that's in his 40s or a woman that's in his 40s. So it's going to be very, very personalized to you, okay? Now, you could be a teenager, so we'll have a teenager voice to resonate with you. We will have different moods as well. Say if your mood is you want to be energetic, we will have energetic type music with your affirmation that you've created. Or if you want to be happy or say if you want to feel wealthy, you want to feel successful, we're going to have over 20 different moods that you can select that's going to instantly make you feel or change the way that you feel by
selecting that mood. Does that make sense? Yeah, the habit's going to be very huge, honestly. It's going to be insane. And the great thing about it is going to be 95% of the app is free. Right? It's crazy, right? We're also going to have an option that you're going to have the opportunity to clone your voice. Right? We are using advanced AI technology, your voice. So imagine hearing yourself say or repeat the song that you've created. It's your voice. It's very powerful, right? So that's going to be a game changer there as well. I'm going to check out the app. Yeah, go check out the app, folks. It's really phenomenal. The next version is going to be a game changer. We're installing because people want to know. And the reason why I know all this, because obviously I've created so many different meditation and manifestation programs. So I already know the cons and pros of what people want. And one of the things that people want to know, well, Wesley, if I'm listening to this song that's all about me, that's programming my mind for my desires, how many times do I have to listen to it? Listen, we have science, neuroscience, that we know exactly how many times you need to listen to your song that you create to ensure that the beliefs are installed properly in your mind. And as a matter of fact, it's going to monitor and measure you. The app itself is going to do it. So as you listen to it, it's going to tally and keep a measurement of how often you're listening to it. And it's going to let you know your brain has been programmed for this belief. You will start to attract the exact desire and dream that you want. Like, it's going to monitor your progress. It's very advanced. It's very phenomenal. But it's like no guesswork. You're going to know if you use the app, it will 100% work. And you will manifest some very, very incredible things. Okay? Yeah, I know some of you want to clone your voice. Yeah, it's very powerful. You know, just imagine hearing your own voice. Creating, we have some people, they're creating three type of soundtracks. They have one because they want to manifest money. They have two because they want to manifest a greater body. They want to be healthy, right? Say if you're a person, you never go to the gym, you hate the gym, but you want to go to the gym. You want to feel inspired. Well, you can create a song that will manipulate your brain to make you feel that you love it. It's crazy, right? But it's very powerful because that's how the brain works. See, many of you, the reason why you're not successful or you feel that you're not motivated or not getting what you want is because your brain has been misprogrammed to the point that you feel that you can't get what you want, or you feel that, well, I just can't get myself motivated. Well, this is not working. Listen, the brain is like a computer, ladies and gentlemen. And whatever you install, whatever you expose yourself to, the brain is going to do that, period. Does that make sense? It's just going to do it. Even the things that you say you hate but you want to love, if you condition the brain differently, the brain is going to do exactly what you condition it to do. Does that make sense? Automatically. Okay, so we have people who have three soundtracks. They have one because they want to manifest the love of their life. They have two because they want to create a healthy body. They want to be fit and sexy and nice. And three, they want to manifest money. And not just that. Let me go. I got a surprise for you. I wasn't going to share this, but we're going to create pre-made 30 to 60 day programs, songs that we're going to generate for you. Now, we're going to do all the heavy lifting. It's like a 30 or 60 day. And it's different every day. And as you listen to it, you're going to have a new one to listen to every day. We're going to charge for that one now. That's not going to be free. But imagine getting 30 days of 30 different songs that is geared for you to manifest money. Because say if that's all you want, I just want money. Okay, great. We have a pre-made 30 or 60 day track just for that, for you to do that. It's very powerful. It's pretty phenomenal what we created here. I'm just happy to share it with you. And we have more bells and whistles that I just can't share
right now. What can I enter in for my name to get the song to be first person or using I so it's like I'm talking to myself? Oh, you mean because it's using your name? Like Deontay is doing this and Deontay, you want it to say I? Well, you know what you should try to do? We have one guy, he just used the word I believe, for the first name. So it says like, I is doing this. I has created this, right? So play around with it. It's so many. What we're gonna start doing is we're gonna have a package of commands that we know that work very well, that have helped people create and manifest things, like just different prompts that you can use that we know work very well. And also, eventually we're going to have a shared community, which means is we're going to allow everybody, you have the option to share that your song with the community. So imagine logging on, it's kind of like TikTok. You'll be able to scroll through and you can see your songs. You can just scroll and see other people's songs you'll be able to like as well, you know, and get ideas, right? Because some people obviously going to do a better job of creating better detail. The more detail you are, the faster you will manifest what you want. Does that make sense? The more detail you are when it says, what is your number one goal? Be detailed, be very specific. The more specific you are, the faster you will get it. Does that make sense? Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. Next question for me. Any more questions here? Questions. Wes, I can see you on TV talking to Oprah about your app. Yeah, actually, Oprah is going to reach out to me. You'll see. Oprah's going to reach out to me about the app. She's going to find the apps. She's going to say it's phenomenal. And she's going to find who created it. Because I didn't put my name on it. My name is on an app. No one will ever know that I created it. You guys know. But no one would know, you know, because I'm not putting my name on it. It's not important for me to put my name on it. What's important is for people to use it and get results. Your mindset is so attractive, Wesley. Jeez, chill. It's turning to yawn, isn't it? Well, you know, I'm glad you're enjoying my mindset. But, you know, and you know, this is what I share with men all the time. And I know men, they spend a ton of time working on the physical appearance, which is important, right? Your physicality. But what women like most, and women correct me if I'm wrong, women love a man that is intellectual. Women love a man that is a deep thinker. Women love a man that's emotionally intelligent as well, okay? Women love a man that has a purpose. Women love a man that's inspired by something, something that excites them, something that's bigger than himself. Women love a man that have huge goals. Goals even outside of her thinking. She loves it because she's like, man, what if it comes true? And a woman loves to support a man like that. Like my woman, she supports me so much. I love her. She supports me so much. She doesn't understand everything that I do. No one does, right? But man, she tries to understand. And she tells me that she's proud of me. And she says, I'm your biggest fan. Baby, you got this. And I'm going to help you. Go work. I mean, I love this woman, honestly. But men, work on yourself. Okay? Honestly, like, work on yourself, man. Work on your communication skills, for once. Read more books. If you want to sound more educated, if you want to be a deep thinker, read. Right? Read. Honestly. Read.
That's the key.
Okay. Let me see here. Wesley, will you still be going live when you're a billionaire? Of course. Absolutely.
What is the app called? Laura, just go to my bio and click the link and you'll see the information about the app.
How do I turn a conscious thought into a subconscious habit? Repetition, man. Repetition. 20 years ago, did you know you were going to be getting into the tech world? No, not at all. Nope. But I did know I was going to be rich. I knew that. I didn't know how, I didn't know when, but I just knew I was. And that's what you have to know.
You know, some of you, how many of you are in your 20s right now, maybe your 30s? And listen, you know, when you're in your 20s and your 30s, and when you're working towards something, sometimes it just feels that, man, when is it going to happen for me? What I want you to understand is, as long as you don't give up, as long as you're stretching yourself, as long as you're disciplined and just exuding and bleeding that behavior that all successful people permeate on the planet, it'll happen for you. Like, you'll look back 20 years and say, damn, like, think about it. Let me see what I was doing 20 years ago. Well, 20 years ago, I was listening to self-development audio. 20 years ago, I was trying different. I was jumping into different opportunities, different network marketing opportunities. The key is I was just taking action. I was doing stuff. And you have to try things. And you have to see how you feel about those things. And what I want you to understand is, even the things that you're doing right now to acquire wealth, it all counts. I know it doesn't feel that it counts, but it does. And you'll realize this as you become an older person. You'll look back and think about everything. Like, I think about everything I did in my 20s, man. Everything, all the risk I took, the sacrifices I made, it was worth it. Was it hard? Yes. It was emotionally hard. It was just tough, right? But it was worth it. You know, I want you to understand that it's going to be worth it one day. You're going to look back and you're going to say, man, I remember when. Okay.
Trust me. Just keep moving forward. Just keep moving forward. Just got to trust me. If you don't trust anything that I say, trust me on that. Just keep moving forward. Keep listening to these rants. Keep listening to self-development audio. Keep sacrificing. Keep taking action. Take risks. Stretch yourself. Surround yourself around the right people. Just do it. And one day they just happen, man. Sometimes it's just luck, but, you know, luck usually happens to the people that's working. Not complaining, not crying, and not bitching about things. Just working.
I think it should include copy and paste on the text. That way the person can immediately copy it and place it where they choose. What do you mean, Tammy? Can you explain that a little bit more deeply?
What's next? Wes, what color and kind of jet will you buy?
I don't care about the color, but the G650.
And I'll probably just charter it, honestly.
Yeah, folks, if like all of you there that are in your 20s right now, listen, let me give you some advice. Just take massive action. What I mean is, if you're thinking about a business, pondering on it, just start. Just go for it. If you don't know how to start it, go to the internet. Go to YouTube. Type in how to start this business and just do everything what the video says. My business itself is like a puzzle. It takes time. It's a ton of pieces. So many things you have to learn, but you'll never be successful if you never take action. Okay?
Like, get out there. You know, if you have a job, you hate your job, quit. You're not going to die. All right, go for it. Wes, why not rent a jet versus buy? Well, that's what I'm going to do. Rent. Tammy, I'm waiting on your detailed response about the copy and paste. I'm trying to really understand what you were sharing with me about the app. Do you think credit is important? Yeah, sure. I don't think you should have, like, you know, once you get your finances in order, I don't think you should have bad credit. But if you have bad credit now because you invested in yourself, it's okay. You'll fix your credit once you get rich. Sure, you know how a person can hold down the screen on an iPhone and you can select the text? Yeah. But which text are you talking about copying? What's next? What's next? Wes, what's your favorite song? I don't have one. Oh, the generator. Oh, that's good. Okay. I didn't think about that. The generator response that it gives. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you can't copy and paste it? Okay, I'll add that for sure. Thanks, Tammy. Any tips for landing your first apartment? Go search, go find you a person that apartment finder, right? An apartment locator, and allow them to find one for you. Wes, I love the colors on the app. It's very clickable. Thank you. You spend all your money you have in your different bank accounts, for example, your clothes account. Do I spend all of it? I don't spend all of the money. I just spend what I need. Do you invest in real estate?
Yeah.
I have about 10 homes right now. Why won't you teach the people that we are getting got by the banks? Everything we pay for is free. I've already did a video about the banks and how you shouldn't put all your money in the banks. I've did several videos like that, you know. It's up to you guys to listen to the content. I suggest that you put majority of your money in index or mutual funds. But like I said, do your research. Or in dividend funds. Like, I have dividends. I bring in over $5,000 a month just on dividends. And if you don't know what a dividend is, it's basically, to keep it very third grader, I give you a third grader explanation. Companies, when you buy stock in a company that pay out dividends, you have some companies that if you buy one share, they will give you $1 every quarter. So the more shares you buy, the more money you get. And it doesn't matter if the stock goes up or goes down. You still get paid out the dividend, which is very powerful, isn't it not? Yeah. So my dividends right now could be basically paying my McLaren monthly note, which is $5,000 a month. Which do you believe in? You reap what you sow? And why? You know, I mean, I guess. I don't know. It could be kind of subjective about, you know, you reap what you sow, you do bad, you get bad. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I can't say that, well, if you do good, then you're going to have a good life. That's not true, because there's many people that's doing great, but they still have a piss poor, broke life, right?
I believe if you do the right thing at the right time, you'll get what you want. I'll tell you that. Because there's a lot of people that's doing good, but they're not necessarily receiving the reciprocal outcome of what they're doing, right? Do you use debit cards or credit cards? Only credit cards. Wes, do you want more children? I do. Whatever AI software you use on that app is the bomb. It's spot on with the keywords. Yeah, and let me tell you, I'm gonna go ahead and let this cat out of the bag as well. We also, and this is gonna be very advanced, and we have to spend a lot of hours coding this, but imagine when you log on to my app, you're going to select the generation that you're part of. Like the living generations today is, you got baby boomers, even though they're kind of old right now, but you got the baby boomers, you have millennials, you have Generation Y, and you got millennials, right? So imagine if you're a millennium, so you choose millennium. When you choose millennium, and when the software spits out the song, it's going to use the language of millennials. I'm sorry, the Gen Zs too. So like, you know, like Generation Zs, they use different lingo. They have a different language. Like Cap, you ate that, you know, it's so weird. The Generation Zoomer, that's like my children, right? They have a whole different dialect, like Riz, I'm gonna Riz you up. So every generation has a certain type of dialect and language. So imagine the app, you choose it based off your age group, and it uses the language that you're accustomed to. It's very powerful. It's going to be insane. Just what you'll see. It's going to be insane. We really believe the Generation Z, Zoomers, they're really going to love this app. They're going to just enjoy it, because it's just going to be so relatable to them. Wes, have you ever seen money change someone in a negative way? No, I haven't. What apps do you use for stock market dividends? Use Ameritrade, Fidelity, any brokerage account. I can't remember the other one. Okay. Banks are transfer agents. I'm sure you know at the level you are at. I do teach at Harlem. You must be new here. Wes, I still... How many of you believe that I'm going to be a billionaire very soon? I mean, I'm just curious. You can come with the word yes or no and be honest. How many of you believe that I'm going to be a billionaire very soon, sooner than later? I appreciate that. I mean, James, he's like, man, I hope you don't forget me when you become a... Listen, it doesn't matter how much money I make. Like, that's not going to change me as a person. You know, you might... People might have less access to me, but I'm still going to be a giver. I still have a big heart. I still want people to win, right? I just got more money to help. I got more money to help people, right? Yeah, buy more stuff, but I mean, honestly, other than the jet, I can pretty much get whatever I want. So, yeah. Somebody said no. I appreciate you, of course. Someone said yes. And you can be honest. It don't matter. If you don't believe it, hey, it's okay. If you do, I appreciate it. But this app is going to be a banger. Like, you're hearing it from me today. This app, when you start seeing this app all over the news, when you start seeing it on podcasts and ads and large influencers creating content on it, you'll see. You know, don't just remember what I said here. It's going to be a big hit. Yeah, it's a blessing. And obviously, I'm going to sell it 5 years I'll sell. I'm gonna sell it for at least $500 million or $1 billion, probably.
Well, Harlem World, I did a entire rant about the banks. Okay, do your research. If you've listened to every rant, then you should have listened to that rant. Okay? But I did a long live about the banks and where to put your money. Did I not, ladies and gentlemen? All my old fans, I mean, come on. Come on, young lady. Yeah. When will you explain to the people that you know that simply reading will, that you know that simply, well, first of all, Harlem World, can you write correct English? Because what you just wrote doesn't make any sense. Okay, so rewrite that, please. Yeah, it's okay, Tammy. I don't mind if people don't believe I will be a billionaire. It's okay. Because it's not for them to believe that I will. It's just for me to believe that. I was just curious because of James' comment. He said, are you going to forget us when you become a billionaire? So I was just thinking how many people think that I will actually become one. I was just curious. But honestly, regardless of how you feel, it doesn't matter to me because it's up to me. It's about my beliefs. Do I believe that? And that's what I want to teach you. It's not about what other people believe what's going to happen to you in your life. It's not about how far or how people think how far you're going to go. It's up to you. As long as you believe, okay, deeply where you're going to be in your life, that's all that matters. Other people's opinions should not matter at all. Okay. Aiden, how are you? Oh, God, Harlem, calm your ass down, okay? Calm down before I spank you, and I don't play, Harlem World. She says, please don't insult when someone is passionate. All I'm asking you is to write correct English. You did not write correct English, sweetheart, so write it again. Now, that's Daddy West talking, so then don't let me repeat myself, okay? What's next? Thanks, Jules. Appreciate that. Thank you so much. Let's see what's next here. Next question for me. Okay. Yeah, she must be new, Sky High, for sure. Anise, how do you eliminate the distractions when you have the money and everything is attainable? Well, what distraction are you referring to, Anise? I know you are very wealthy. You're doing very well. So which distractions are you referring to? What's next questions? Next questions, folks. Yeah, one thing about me, folks, I don't like bad grammar. Okay? I don't like misspelled words as well. So when you speak to me or if you comment below, I will ask you to read it a few times before you send it because I will call you out. Okay? I will. Not because I'm trying to degrade you or berate you. I want to help you. Okay? It's constructive criticism. Wes, why don't you have a puppy? I don't like dogs. I'm not a pet person. I don't like any type of pets at all. Okay. Are you still considering living at Bentley Residence? Probably not. That's in Florida. You can invest in saving bonds, CDs, stocks, etc. But if you do not know that you are getting got by the banks, then what exactly are you teaching? What do you mean that you're getting got by the banks? First of all, God, you know, I'm gonna leave you alone. Listen, I've already talked about the banking system, okay? Just listen to my rants before. Everybody on here have heard many rants about the banks and how I feel about banks and how they're using your money, right, to make more money, obviously. Right? How do you not know that? Right? The banks are not stupid. They're not just taking your money not to do anything with it. They need your money to give out the loans. They need your money to do all the things that they do to make more money. That's obvious, okay? And another thing, they don't give you no percentage. They give you 0.01%, right? So what I share with people is to put your money in mutual or index funds. Do your research. So Harlem, can you please get off Daddy West's back? Jesus. Any advice you want to give Harlem World, just start your own rant. You can get off my rant and get on your own. You can tell people whatever you want them to start, okay? What's next? You know, it's hilarious when people jump on my rant, when they get on my rant and they attempt to tell me what I should tell other people. Wes, you should be telling people that. Wes, you should. Listen, if you feel so passionate about it, why don't you just hit the live button on your Instagram account and start talking like I'm doing? Okay? This is my rant. This is my show. This is my shit. Okay? So, shh. Close your mouth. What's next? Have you tried using CDTs? I don't know what a CDT is. Would you ever buy a Bugatti? No. I don't want one. For what? First of all, Harlem, I need you to spell out the word people. PPL is not how you spell people. Okay. Thank you, Progress Pets. He said, Wes, the app is big truth. I love it. Thank you so much. Rodrigo. Wes, would you ever travel to North Korea? No. Because you cannot. Unless you want to stay there for the rest of your life. I've been to South Korea, but no, you're not allowed to go to North Korea. No, 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 no. No, no, no. What's next here? Questions for me. No reason to go to North Korea for what? Nah. That's one country that I'm going to miss. That's one country that I am not going to check off my list. I'll let Dennis Robin have his fun over there. Have you tried to invest in capitals in other countries other than the U.S.? No, I have not. Will you be making it to do more, like longer time and in different rhythms? Longer? I don't think it needs to be that long. Honestly, but I guess something we could consider. Well, so Tammy wants to know, why wouldn't I go to North Korea? I guess you don't know anything about North Korea. I would say this. Go do your research. Go Google it. Type in North Korea. Watch a video. Then come back to the rent and ask me the same.
I don't think you would ask me that question any longer. Right.
I triggered her? Nah, I don't think so.
I don't trigger people. I'm a lover. I'm a lover boy. Ugh. I'm a lover, not a fighter. Nice view, but I prefer to see you. Ooh, I like that. That's a good line right there. Okay. Opulent Ebony. She says, nice view, but I prefer to see you. Ooh, that's Riz right there. That's some Riz. Ooh. Do you play any instruments? I used to play the drums for my dad's church back in the day. When I was a young man. I guess I'm still young, but you know, James Hughes, how are you? Wes, you're using my slang. Yeah, I know. What y'all say? Next question for me, folks. It's 2 o'clock a.m. in the morning. Any more questions for me before I let you go? All right, folks, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Thank you for joining the live here tonight. I do appreciate that. And I'll be back on more than likely tomorrow night, which is Sunday. Happy Sunday, folks. Listen, don't give up. Remember, we don't get what we want out of life. We get what we picture. Picture the life that you want daily. Picture it in the mind. Close your eyes and imagine the life that you want. You just continue to do this. In the beginning, it may seem that it's not working, but listen, it is. Okay? It is. So if you got any value, hit the like and share button. If you got any value, comment the word value below. Much love. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin, and let's go.